KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 55. Winds south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, law enforcement officials in Creston and Red Oak report two non-injury accidents took place Friday afternoon. Police in Creston say a 2016 Toyota Scion driven by 75-year-old James Morris of Creston was traveling north on South Elm Street in Creston at around 12:25 p.m. Friday when he saw someone driving on the wrong side of the median that went through the railroad tracks near West Union Street. When Morris swerved to get out of the way, his car crossed the median and struck two City of Creston-owned street signs and poles. Damages amounted to $3,500. And Red Oak police say 16-year-old Andrew Shalters of Red Oak was cited for failure to yield following an accident that happened around 2:45 p.m. Friday at 8th and Oakwood Avenue in Red Oak. Damage to the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee he was driving was estimated at $750. No additional information was provided. National Dining In Day takes place next Saturday, December 3rd. Kim Brantner, ISU Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Family Life, says it's a day to plan for and enjoy time with your family. Families are busy today, she says. Sharing a meal gives families a chance to get caught up with each other and maybe even get to know each other better. Research shows that the whole family benefits from having a meal together. Benefits include better nutrition, improved family communication, and fostered family traditions. Barbara Fuller, ISU Extension and Outreach Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness, says preparing and sharing a meal together also offers an opportunity to teach life skills. Families can plan a healthy meal, learn to budget and shop for the ingredients, and prepare meals together. To get your family started, visit your county ISU Extension and Outreach office for healthy and homemade calendars and cookbooks, or ask about family conversation cards. Or you can visit Spend Smart, Eat Smart at www.extension.iastate.edu/food savings. That website features easy to prepare and budget-friendly recipes, short videos, shopping tips, and more. Dining In Day is an initiative of the American Association of Family and Consumer Sciences. The goal is 200,000 families will take the pledge and eat dinner together. Well, suicide is the leading cause of death for Iowa teenagers, and a new study finds internet use is among the top contributing risk factors. Dr. Benjamin Shane authored the report for the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says more than 5 hours of daily internet use is linked with high levels of depression. He warns parents that blocking access to a teen's online social network likely won't help the situation.
It interferes with having the good relationship which you need for providing support and guidance. It can have a net negative effect. Whatever you gain in terms of decreasing screen time and monitoring, I think you're losing much more in terms of being able to provide support and guidance.
Last year in Iowa, a state report says 414 Iowans died by suicide, an increase of 22 deaths from 2014. Suicide is a leading cause of death in Iowans between the ages of 15 and 34. In addition to prolonged internet use, bullying is also considered a major risk factor in teen suicide. Shane, a child psychiatrist, says online bullying can be as serious as face-to-face bullying.
Both bully victims and bully perpetrators are affected, and the group that's affected the most is the group who are both victims and perpetrators, had the highest increase in mental health concerns, suicidal thoughts and behaviors, and suicide.
Shane says one of the best ways for parents to help prevent youth suicide is to talk openly and calmly with their kids. If you are considering suicide, you can get help by calling the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 800-273-8255. Officials of the Iowa Department of Human Services are touting their new database that seeks to identify available hospital beds for psychiatric patients. Chuck Palmer, the director of the department, says the tracking system is a significant tool for law enforcement, doctors, and others trying to find space in an emergency situation.
We now have 100% involvement of all the hospitals. Do they update it daily? Probably not. Do they update it on a regular basis? We believe so, and we're calling those that don't.
The database was started after Governor Terry Branstad closed two of the state-run mental health institutes. Critics contend it's difficult to find inpatient treatment for Iowans suffering from a severe mental illness. Palmer says by this summer there were as many as 750 beds in Iowa hospitals for the treatment of patients with acute mental illness. But he says that it's still difficult to find available space for the toughest cases.
There are certain people that certain hospitals do not feel at a point in time that they can take. if I accept this person and they are a difficult, disruptive person, no one will take them, and then they'll be left. And that's the case.
Palmer says on average there are about 70 vacant hospital beds each day in Iowa for psych patients. However, it may require significant travel to get a patient to a hospital that has an opening. And one expert says Iowa history will come to life for the state's students because of new guidelines for social studies classes in Iowa schools. Tom Moraine of Graceland University served on the advisory panel that recommended the changes. Moraine recently told a group of third and fourth graders they'll soon be exposed to a whole new way of learning about history.
Is that you're not going to just read about history. You're not going to just read what other people tell you happened. You're going to get to do history. You're going to get to go to places where history happened. You're going to get to read what people who were living those events really thought. And that's going to be a whole new way of experience what history is going to be about.
Classroom time on history has been cut as teachers focus more on reading, math, and science. Moraine says students can develop critical thinking skills by comparing different versions of historical events. And Iowa has a rich history to review, he says.
The computer, what you hold in your hand, was invented here in Iowa, and the story of how it was invented is an incredible story.
Moraine says students are fascinated to learn about the place they call home.
What is exciting about history as we're going to do it now is that we're going to make it come to life.
Moraine is the former administrator of the State Historical Society, and he once served as director of history at Living History Farms in Urbandale. A recent report found Iowa has been lagging other states in providing localized history resources for teachers. The states of Minnesota and Kansas, for example, have state-paid staff who work to develop coursework on state history for all grade levels. There's even a published Minnesota history textbook. Governor Brown Instead says the state budget is tight and there's unlikely to be extra money to hire more staff or spend more on Iowa history initiatives. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Marion Reimer, age 89 of Atlantic, died November 11th at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be today at 10 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Hilda Weiss, age 85, of Avoca, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Joanne Weiss will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patricia Pat Custer, age 71, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at Hospice with Heart House in Glenwood. Funeral services for Pat Custer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Vera Margaret Mader, age 90, of Corning, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Margaret Mader will be today at 10:30 at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Diet Black McCaw, age 46, of Exira, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Diet McCaw will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Deborah K. McMichael, age 59, of Harlan, of Audubon, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital and Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Deborah McMichael will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.